You're with SBS Radio.
Libo-libong Australianong nabubuhay na may kanser sa baga, leukemia at mataas na antas ng kolesterol ang nakatakdang makinabang sa bagong listahan ng mga gamot sa Pharmaceutical Benefit Scheme. Mahigit na isang taon na ang nakakaraan, buhat ng si Pernille Jensen ay masuring may stage 4 na cancer sa baga.
I just decided to look on the positive side and I decided that I was going to fight this terrible disease as best I could, remain positive and remain as active as I possibly could be.
Nitong nakaraang ilang buwan, ang 70 taong gulang ay nasa pagsusuring immunotherapy na may kasamang mga gamot na Tecentriq at Avastin. Si Binibining Jensen ay nagkaroon ng malaking paggaling na kung saan ang kanyang tumor ay lumiit na naging daan upang mabuhay siya ng malusog. Ang gamot ay nagkakahalaga ng $11,000 bawat script at ang paggamot ay aabot ng 16 na beses, kaya ang kabuuang halaga ay aabot sa $190,000. Pero buhat ngayong Oktubre, ang unang gamutan ay binawasan na at magkakahalaga na lamang ng $40 o $6.50 bawat gamutan para sa may hawak na concession card. Sinabi ni Binibining Jensen na ito ay isang magandang biyaya para sa lahat ng Australianong may sakit.
I mean, I have to say that, you know, I think we're very, very lucky living in a country like Australia that, you know, first of all, we have a wonderful medical system with the combination of both the public and the private. But not only that, that in effect they're making available some of these wonderful drugs on the PBS so that people of all different, you know, age groups or whatever can actually access these drugs that help actually prevent the cancer from spreading and prolong your life.
Mahigit na 500,000 Australiano ang ngayon ay makakatanggap ng mas murang gamot kapag ang mga bagong produkto ay dinagdag sa Pharmaceutical Benefit Scheme. Kasama dito ang mga gamot para sa kanser, sa baga, leukemia, seizure o nerve pain at mataas na level ng kolesterol. Sinabi ni punong ministro Scott Morrison na ipinapakita ng mga gamot ang kalidad ng kalusugan sa Australia.
There are many high priorities, but there are few, if any, which are as high as ensuring that Australians get access to affordable medicines. I mean, these drugs will save up to about $190,000 per course of treatment, and bringing that down to just over $40 and $6.50 on concessional treatments. It is one of the mainstays of the wonderful healthcare system we have in this country.
Ito ay isang hakbang na malugod na tinanggap ng Australian Medical Association. Pero sinabi ni Pangulong Tony Bartone ng AMA na ang ibang gamot ay dapat ding isama sa PBS.
I applaud the government's decisions today, but obviously there are always going to be more drugs, more medications that need to be funded and brought back to the system. And so anything to expedite that process is a good thing.
Samantalang ang listahan ay malugod na tinanggap ng oposisyon, nagtaas din ang Labor ng pagkabahala tungkol sa proseso ng gobyerno. Inakusahan ng tagapagsalita ng oposisyon sa kalusugan, Chris Bowen, ang pagturing dito ng ministro sa kalusugan bilang politika na dapat ay ordinaryong proseso lamang.
The fact of the matter is that Scott Morrison and Greg Hunt are determined to politicize listings when in fact they are the normal business of government, and all listings should be handled expeditiously. Australians who are sick deserve to have a drug which has been approved by the PBAC recommended as soon as possible. And clearly Greg Hunt and Scott Morrison are seeking approval for what should be a very standard listing of drugs on the Pharmaceutical Benefit Scheme.
Inyong komunidad, inyong usapan sa SBS Filipino.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.